Our scripture lesson is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. And you will recognize this very familiar passage in the Gospel of Mark. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, and he turned around in the crowd and he asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in to where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. There ends the reading of God's holy word. May the Lord give his blessing to the reading and the hearing of it. Now, I don't know if everybody appreciates flowers, but I know something today the bees do. And we had these sitting there, and they were drawing bees, and for Byron and Sue's flowers, we'll have announcements after the worship, because we're all going to contribute something to announcements. I know the bees were flocking around their flowers as well. Now, we have a really young flower here, and Mom, can you believe the name just left me? It's a little mom. That's what happens when you get over 50. Children, beware. Anyway, and we have some who have some dry flowers in it there, and they're both lovely, and they're lovely for different reasons. And this one is nice and growing, and these aren't growing anymore, but they're still both very lovely. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is that there is nothing in Scripture that is there by accident. Everything in Scripture is there for a purpose. And today we read the story that everybody knows about the woman with her issue of bleeding. She was bleeding for 12 years. And she comes into the crowd. She touches Jesus. She's healed. On the way, Jesus is going to heal the 12-year-old girl. Okay, now there's a test here this morning. What was the value of a woman in Old Testament times? That's not true. Women had great value to the community in Old Testament times, but it was something specific. Does anybody know what their value was? Their value was, yes, having babies. Babies are what women did that gave them great worth in Old Testament times. Women who had babies, that's what their function was. And when they had lots of babies, their status in the community increased because babies were what the community needed, not even just a family. So in the community, having babies gave women worth. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. This woman had been bleeding for 12 years. Now, do you think she was having any babies in that period of time? No. Not only was she not having any babies in that period of time, and pretty much, you know, what, about maybe, well, if you're sturdy, 20 years is your baby years, but, you know, I mean, we all know how that clock works. But that she was spending money on doctors trying to get better. Now, what that means, too, is that everybody knew about her problem. She had no children. She was spending all this money on doctors trying to get better. And something else was going on in this woman's life that we forget. And that was she was unclean. As long as this woman was bleeding, she was unclean. And what that meant is that no one could touch her. Think about that. For 12 years, her husband, if she had one, couldn't hug her. If she had any children, they couldn't touch her. No one could touch this woman because if they touched her, they too would be unclean in the law. She had to be very careful not to touch anyone. Now, think about what she did. In this crowd, now yes, the crowd was there and the crowd was pressing up against Jesus, but you better believe they were careful to avoid pressing up against her. They knew who she was. There would have been an odor. And she snuck up and she touched Jesus' clothes, which means that she made a conscious decision to make him unclean. That was a punishable offense. She touched him, not knowing what was going to happen, having faith that she would be healed. But whether she was healed or not, she touched him in her infirmity, and she made him unclean. It was a punishable offense. And that's why we see her trembling, coming before Jesus, because she had done something that was not done. In their culture, not only was she anathema because she couldn't have any children, not only was she that because she had doctored, everybody knew her plight, not only did she stink, but she couldn't be touched or touch anyone because she would put her uncleanness on them. And yet she had the audacity to touch Jesus. She knew she was healed, but she didn't know what the punishment was going to be. And she trembling came before him because she didn't know where it was going to lead. She took a real, real chance. Big chance. Now Jesus is on his way to heal a little girl. This is not just any little girl. This is a 12-year-old girl. This woman suffered for 12 years, and he is going to visit a 12-year-old girl. Girls that are 12 years old in Old Testament times, what are they getting ready to do? Get married and have babies. Her worth to the community was far more than the worth of this woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. Her baby-making days were over, whether she was healed or not, most probably. This little girl was 12 years old, and she was just beginning to enter into what would make her valuable in the community, making babies. And so the community had a real big interest in whether this little girl was going to get healed or not, because it was important to save those little 12 to 14-year-old girls, because they were the ones who were going to be making babies very soon. They were the ones that were the marrying age. And Jesus goes, and he heals her, and she sits up. She is resurrected, basically, from death by the power of God. Now, what does this say to us? It says to us a couple of things that I just wanted to throw out there this morning. What it says to us is God cares. God loves us. And it doesn't matter whether you're old. It doesn't matter whether you're young. It doesn't matter whether you are highly valued by the culture for whatever you produce, or whether you don't particularly produce anything for the culture, and so therefore you're expendable, like extremely old and infirm folks. God loves us all the same. He healed a woman who in the community had no more value. In the same way, he healed a little girl who had incredible value within the community. He didn't distinguish between the two. And that's a big deal. Now, I don't know about some of you, but we look at our young people and they are so full of promise. And sometimes in our heads, we value them more than we value our old people, who have one foot out the door and one foot on a banana peel, we say with jokingly. But God loves them the same. He values their lives the same. Now, I want you to think about this woman. She really took a chance. She did something that was a punishable offense, and they could have killed her for it. Sure, she would have been healed, but big deal if you're dead. But Jesus had mercy on her. But think about the faith of this woman. She had tremendous faith. She not only believed that Jesus was going to heal her, she believed somehow, even though she was going against every law that they had, somehow that was going to work out for her. Because she trusted the Lord. Now, how many of us, I don't want a show of hands, have been in these situations where we know that the Lord is knocking on the door of our heart saying, you should do this, or you should do that, or you should speak up here, or you should speak up there, and we go, oh man, Lord, that's too scary. I don't want to take that kind of a chance. That is nothing compared to the chance that this woman took. She put her actions where her faith was, her money where her mouth was, and she trusted the Lord. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. She did what it is that she knew that she had to do, just get to Jesus. She took a chance with her faith, and the Lord rewarded her. And let me tell you something that I have seen time and time and time again. For people who somehow go insane for the moment and take a chance on their faith, sometimes it takes a brief insanity, doesn't it? And they step out in faith, or they do something that is just so unlike something they might have done in the past because it is so bold for the Lord. And they take a chance on their faith in many, many different ways. I have never seen, ever, the Lord not reward that. I have seen the Lord reward people honestly. That stepped out in faith, and I didn't even know whether I would have the strength of character to do what they did in a situation that they have done it. And the Lord has always, always rewarded me. Now, this is what I tell you. Gwendolyn, come here a minute. Gwen, my friend. Gwenny, my friend. I call her Shorty for obvious reasons. I want you to think about something. This is my friend, Gwen. And you want to know what? God loves Gwen as much as he loved Moses. And he has called her to do mighty things for the kingdom. She knows it too. Now, Gwen has not been blessed with height, but she has been blessed with heart. And she has a call on her life to fulfill the purposes that God has set before her. And those purposes are just as important for individuals as they were for the people Israel who followed Moses. It's just that we may not read about it. So you need to remember this morning that you need to take a chance with your faith. You need to step out and do crazy things for God, because the Lord will always reward that. He will always reward that, taking a chance in your faith. And in that, remember that whoever you are, in whatever circumstance you find yourself in, no matter how old and infirm, no matter how young and full of promise, God loves you the same. And as you're stepping out in faith, I want you to remember, you know what? I can do this. Because God loves me as much as he loved Moses. Mm-hmm. And that's something I could take to the bank. Now over here next to these bees, there are these flowers. There's some that have some little dried flowers in them. And then there are these young, you know, baby mums. They're both beautiful. They both, we would use them for different things around our home. But we can appreciate both of them for what they bring, and that's just beauty. It's just different. And that's the way it is in each one of our lives. So remember that lady that was healed of her 12-year infirmity. No use anymore, as far as the culture was concerned. And that 12-year-old little girl, so full of promise, that the culture thought, hey, we got to preserve her. And remember that in God's eyes, they were no different. He loved them the same. He held them up the same. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father God, it's hard for us sometimes to remember how much you love us. Especially when we see things going on, Lord, that we don't understand. And we pray that, Father, we would remember and that you would remind us that you love each one of us as much as you loved Moses. And you have unique jobs for each one of us to do, just like you had for Moses. We pray that you would make us the people that take a chance on our faith. We pray it in the name of the only one who makes it possible, Jesus the Christ. Amen.